This is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. This year marks the 25th anniversary of the Dog Days Disc Golf Tournament here on Cortez Island. There's actually multiple disc golf courses, and the history goes back about 36 years here on Cortez. I am here with Brent Howson to find out more about the history and what this popular sport on Cortez is all about in the present day. Brent, thanks so much for having me at your beautiful farm home on Linnea. Tell me how this got started 36 years ago.
I'd started playing not that long before we moved up here on Pender Island where my cousin lived, and I loved the sport so much. When we got here, I instantly recognized there's a golf course here, or many golf courses here, as it turns out, and started off using 5-gallon metal buckets for targets because we didn't have any money. And once I set it up, people started to come. That's how we got it all started. I guess some of the early people would be Aaron Ellingson and Tor Ellingson played. Let's see, John Jordan was one of the original players. Robin Bracewell, for anybody who knew him, was one of our original players. And of course, Liz and myself. And then we just gradually picked up people over the years. Small group to start with, and now we probably have a regular group of 15 to 20 players from the island.
Has it always been an adult sport?
When I was kids, I've brought you the books out of the pictures, and they're pictures of Caleb Armitage, Derek's son. Pictures of him as a baby, and he still plays today. And I don't know if there's anybody else that you'd know.
But it's multi-generational.
Oh yeah, multi-generational.
And once you've got them recruited, it sounds like they stick around.
Yeah, there's lots of them that have been playing for their entire lives. Yeah, you can start, as I've seen kids out there as young as 4 or 5, crawling over the logs and not throwing the distance. They love to get up, when they get up close, to hit the targets. And yeah, it can be, anybody can play it. Once you get older, it becomes a little more challenging because there are some of the holes that are quite a lot of climbing involved in them. Even at my age, I'm starting to wonder whether I can still play for much longer, but I will, yeah. And one of the big problems with the sport I found, and I've played in tournaments off-island a lot, and to get women involved, because it's this kind of sport that women can play, but there is, I don't know what it is about men. Maybe they don't like to have women around, but I've tried my hardest to include women in.
Now, 25 years ago, you got the Dog Days tournament started.
Yes.
All right. Tell me what makes, why Dog Days?
It was actually a guy called Sean Black, who somebody might remember, who lived here 25 years ago. And he was playing, he got into the golf, and we'd been going down to, they have a big tournament on Pender. It's called the Pender Classic at the end of May. And that's the biggest tournament in the province. I think it's got out of hand. It's up to about 250 players, and it's a 4-day tournament. But that's where we got the idea of having a big tournament. We'd already started some smaller ones, but Sean came up with a name. I think it was him that came up with the name, Dog Days of Summer, because it is the Dog Days of Summer, of course. And so that's where the name came from. And so we arranged it, and all the other tournaments we don't really invite anybody to. People show up, but this one we invite people from other places to come. Over the years, the largest one we got up to was 72 players, but that was way too many, you got to be honest. So we've been quite low the last few years because of COVID, but we're hoping to bring in maybe between 40 and 50 players this year.
Oh, wow. What's the date of the tournament?
The 29th and the 30th.
And are people already signed up and registered?
Yeah, we have an amateur division, so anybody can come on the day and just play. 2 days tournament. The first day is singles. You're categorized by ages. There's all the different categories, and so you play in that. And then we take all the scores from that. You play 2 rounds of 18, take the 2 scores, add them up, and then we take the lowest score and the highest score and put them together. On Sunday, we play doubles. Then you play best shot. So you both shoot from the tee, and the best shot, you take your second shot from there. So that way, it evens out the field. Like, you end up with the best player and the worst player meeting up, and then you go right down to the middle where the two middle players play together. But you get 2 shots in each one. And that's when the dog comes in. The dog is a brass dog that was donated by Yvonne Kipp. It came from England, I believe. It's a setter, pointer, so his tail points out. So that's the trophy we're playing for. For all our tournaments, we have a thing called bring a prize, win a prize. So everybody gets a prize. So everybody brings a prize. Then the top players pick first and then you go down. Sometimes we do it the other way, but usually it's top players.
All your tournaments, do you mean like other types of tournaments or all your dog days tournaments?
No, all our tournaments. We have going through the year, New Year's, Easter, Canada Day, Labor Day, and Halloween. I think I got them all. So we have tournaments on all those occasions, and some of them have different things going on at them. But they usually involve food and lots of fun. It's a great party atmosphere.
So what's your favorite part about being involved in all of this whole disc golf culture?
It's just it fits in with everything, because one of the lovely things about it is you have to do very little change to the forest. Basically, the course over there, the biggest tree we took down, I think, was about maybe 6 inches in diameter, and that would maybe be two of them. So you're walking through the woods. So it's like a walk in the woods. I'm not very good at just going for a walk. Like I just, that kind of thing, it doesn't work for me. So this is a way to go for a walk, get some exercise, hang out with people, and party.
And you've been doing this for 36 years now, 25 years for the tournament. What do you see moving forward? Do you have any dreams? Are you hoping to build any new courses? You've got you're on your second clubhouse now. What's in the future horizon?
I don't really have any great plans. I never really do plan things. I always find it interesting when people make 5-year plans, and I go, you can't tell what's going to happen in 5 years from now. I guess it just, as far as I can tell, it when I'm gone, as I will be someday, that it carries on. But I think there's enough people now. There's like maybe 3 or 4 private courses already, and other ones in planning stages, and ones that have been there and have gone away. And another thing we used to do, we had a portable course, so we could go and play anywhere. We used to go down to Manson's. We'd play in the Manson's Lagoon. We'd play on Canada Day. We used to go to Marina Island and camp out there and play there, which was quite a bit of fun. And yeah, so we could basically go anywhere. We've not really done that much in the last little while because I've been busy and I like the driving force bend. We always talk about it, right? But so I'm sure we'll probably still do it again.
So if people want to sign up for the tournament, how can they get in contact with you?
Just show up on Saturday morning, between 9 and 11 Saturday morning at the clubhouse. We'll sign you up and get you into a group with people and you can go and play.
And for those of us that maybe aren't quite sure where the clubhouse is, can you describe?
It's about maybe 0.5 kilometer past the entrance to Linnea Farm going towards Squirrel Cove. And you'll see it. It's a big white tent on the right-hand side of the road going towards Squirrel Cove. I'm probably giving you the essence of the game. And we also, out of the tournament, I'll bring the books. We have the whole history of the golf course, starting in the late 90s, is all recorded in pictures. So we have now, we're up to our 7th book of pictures. So you can see some of the people you know on the island, what they looked like 25 years ago.
Very cool. I'm looking at that book now. And young bucks all over the place here. Thanks so much, Brent. Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.